Hanover Wildcats Coach's Corner, a service of Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, the Citizens State Banks, Hanover Electric, Blue Valley Insurance, including the Hanover Insurance Agency, Citizens National Bank, Inline Construction, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Insurance can be complicated. Long policies, strange words, coverage exclusions. Luckily, you live near a Blue Valley insurance agent. We can help you understand what's in your policy and what's not. We'll help you get the coverage that you need, and if there's ever a claim, we're here to help. Get a hold of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for a quote or coverage questions.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
The variety of our checking plans exceeds your grandfather's dreams. We have checking plans for kids, checking for college students, checking for small businesses, and checking for seniors only. We have checking plans that pay interest. By checking with us, you have quality choices to add to your portfolio and financial planning. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas, a Plyout Wildcat Booster. That's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Joined now by Chris Beichmann, head coach of the Hanover girls basketball team. Coach, you've rattled off 8 wins in a row here as you get ready for sub-state. You guys will have, about 2 weeks there just short of before your guys' first game. So how does that either benefit or, you know, deter you from staying in kind of a rhythm here getting ready for a postseason run?
Well, you know, you're coming off such a good winning streak playing some very tough TVL schools. You kind of want to get right back into it. You don't want to take any days off. And we had the same issue last year, a little bit longer break. And we did a good job of keeping the girls engaged, but not overdoing them, you know. So at this point, you're just fine tuning some things, but you don't want to overdo it. So this week, we're kind of taking a little easy, still getting some shots up. We'll watch a lot of film, but then next week, we'll start ramping it up. Once we figure out who our opponent is, that's another tough thing about being on a bye in a do-or-die situation. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And both Lynn and Blue Valley are two tough teams with pretty similar records. I think both games they played this year were pretty tough. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that on Friday night and see who we play, and we'll focus on that next Monday going forward. But trying to stay, you know, somewhat focused on the task at hand, but we'll really ramp it up next week.
And speaking a little bit of health, I know we had chatted before, but one of your seniors, Caitlin Clipp, there down with a knee injury. Hopefully we'll be back here towards the end of the season, but does it change anything in how you prepare your team or attack this sub-state coming up?
Kate's a girl that you just can't replace. She's a 3-year starter. She started her freshman sophomore year, had a knee injury and at the end of her sophomore year that kind of hampered her going into her junior year. So this year, coming back into her senior year, she's been focused and at the task at hand and been a great leader for us. Still is. Of course, she had a mishap in practice, and now we still have to figure out, you know, what the rest of the year holds for her. But we've had some girls step up big in the last 2 games, and that'll be our focus going forward, is trying to create shots for our post when we don't have that girl in case who's taking a double team 90% of the time when she touches the ball.
As you look at this season, you said the word leadership in there talking about Caitlin, and you have three other seniors, Tessa there, Cadence, and Shaylee. What have they meant here, you know, this year for some of them, and for some of them, you know, in like Tessa's case, the last couple years in this program?
Yeah, that's one good thing about being a coach of a small school. You don't have the big class numbers. Like when you get a class of four, and we had four last year, it's pretty special. And to have those four coming back every year and leading, it's been great. Tessa's been a four-year starter, irreplaceable from her ability to stretch the court. Of course, Cadence here lately has been, last game was our only senior there due to sickness. The other ones were sick, and of course she stepped up big, being a good leader at Axtell on the road in a tough environment. And of course Shaylee's come to practice. She's been hampered with an ankle injury probably since her sophomore year, and she hasn't quite gotten it right. But you never see her complain. She's always going to come in and give you a good effort. And when her number's called, she's ready to go.
And last one here before I let you go, Chris, but obviously last year's team different than this year's team in a whole lot of ways, but expectations, I'm sure, are still the same. So how will this team be successful in hopefully another run at a possible state championship?
You know, we create our own problem when it comes to expectations in Hanover right now. It's championship or bust right now, and that's a lot of pressure on some young girls, but I think these girls are going to answer that call. And we'll see when the games get tougher who wants to step up into some bigger roles. But going forward, it's going to be our defense. I think in the last three games, we've given up one quarter of 10 points or more, and it was in the running clock quarter against Washington, like, 2 weeks ago. If we give up some turnovers and runouts, we could be in trouble. But if we can get back with five girls and set up our defense, whether that's man zone, if we get back, we're pretty salty defense. But, you know, if we give up easy baskets, sometimes our offense, which last couple games has been a little struggling early, we could find ourselves in trouble. So making sure our defense is ready to go, and then we're patient and executing on offense.
Like you said, making sure you're ready to go. That's always a key here at the end of the season. And Chris, I hope we get to chat with you one more time, or at least throughout the year, possibly there at state. But for today, that'll wrap it up. I do appreciate all the time we spent this year chatting basketball, and I look forward to catching you next week down at Blue Valley for Substate.
Well, Max, thank you. There's only one bad problem about this time of the year. Of course, the season's getting close to the end, so I don't get to talk to you. I could sit here and talk about basketball all day. I want to thank you for everything you do for all the schools.
71 degrees all the way.
73 degrees, please.
So what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with professional Rheem HVAC service that'll keep your home comfy year-round, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits. So enjoy a new degree of comfort.
72 degrees, and I'm good to go.
Get professional service and all brands of equipment. Call B&W Electric in Hanover, your local Rheem contractor, at 785-337-2598 today.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Turnkey custom home builds with Inline Construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Hanover Wildcats Coaches Corner, a service of Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, the Citizen State Banks, Hanover Electric, Blue Valley Insurance, including the Hanover Insurance Agency, Citizens National Bank, Inline Construction, and Blue Valley Technologies.